Hello, my name is Barney Brown. Ask anyone, they'll tell you I'm sound. Vote for me, I'll turn things round.
As you open your doors, you will see their smiley faces, telling you this crowd that's in are not at the races. Everywhere we go, the people are irate and agitated. Vote for us, we know what you need. No more queues at the A&Es. We will help the SMEs increase the budget for the HSE. We will stand with the workers and show solidarity. As your local representative, I am aware of what this area needs. You can trust me. As a politician, I have sown the seeds. I know what this country needs. It's certainly not greed. When our constituents hardly have enough to feed, some of them are struggling to breathe. It's education, jobs and housing they need. This COVID-19 has changed the whole scene. I now have to keep a social distance from my constituents. That's not so hard for me. I'll wear a mask, wash my hands and cough into my sleeve. And to my local hospital I'll supply PPE. That hole is still in your road. You are still on the dole. You feel low. You're losing your soul. You have a pain in your... I know. If you vote for me and put me in the dole, I will change it all. As soon as I'm in, I'll give you a call. I will be vigilant to all my constituents. A politician for the people, that's me. I am the same as ye. When I get in, you'll see. You can rely on me. I can't believe it. You've all helped me to a landslide victory. Now I get to become a TD. Now the election is over. I'm so relieved. Thank you all for voting for me. Now to change things in this country. A super junior minister, that's me. 16,000 extra euros was agreed, so we could all have a party with our ministerial colleagues. It's a pity about the nurses and the teachers. They were all looking for equality. Sure, that has nothing to do with me. I will be involved in all the decision taking and the decision making. All of us around the cabinet table for this job, I'm well able.
Liveline. Let the people have their say. We hear it day after day, telling Joe of their anger and frustrations. At least here, you would sometimes get a resolution and a solution. The politicians will quote the country's constitution or make a comment about the latest shooting.
In opposition, they can't make any mistakes. Telling us they have what it takes. Once they're in, they move out of their estate to a bigger place. Because the money they make, expenses they have to take, long holidays. I rest me case. 5 years in the dole, big pensions for them all. But they will tell you they were always at your beck and call. Their speeches were peaches. The promises they made. The jobs that we're going to save. There will be investment in this state. We will make no mistakes. When they call to my door, I'll tell them they've turned into the whores we had before. I'll put them in their places and wipe the smiles off their faces, telling them they're not at the races. But who will take their places? More spoofers with smiley faces, telling us this crowd is not at the races. Vote for us. Vote us in. We'll keep you in your places.
Hello, my name is Charlie Hannigan and I represent...